Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Kalim Parakud Beis Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned Mishnah Bas Rachel Shishu Zecher Vayner Ziva Kol Kon Bikarif Mamish. And we discuss some more Kalim and whether or not they give him Kabel Toma. And over here we go back to something we have mentioned previously, that when we have a kli that all the pieces are connected, even though individual pieces might not give him Kabel Toma on their own, when we have the whole kli, so then it can be Kabel Toma. Now this Mishnah discusses that sometimes even the whole kli is not even Kabel Toma, and we're going to see why that would be. So the first example is Kneim Asnaim Shel Sarokos, the scale or the weighted scale of comers, because of the hooks. Now, what is this? So basically, people who comb wool or linen and then sell it off to the next person who's going to spin it into thread, they would weigh this combed wool and linen in bags, and then they had this handy-dandy scale that basically was a long wooden pole, which we know can't be mekabel toma on its own. Near one end of the pole, there was a ring attached to it that was meant for hanging it in order to see if it's balanced. Now, near that end that we were just discussing, there was also in kolios, there were hooks that held onto the bag of combed wool or linen. And then on the long extended part of the pole, there was a heavy weight that would be slid up or down the pole to counterbalance the wool or linen that was hanging on the end by the hooks, and they could weigh it to see how much to charge. Now, the reason why this whole thing together is mekabel toma, as Mishnah just said, is because of the hooks. They're made out of metal. However, shel bal batim, it is just a regular homeowner scale that he made, that he sells his little wool or linen that he combed. So only im yesh bein kolios tameh. If it has these metal hooks, it's mekabel toma. But if it doesn't have those metal hooks, it's not mekabel toma. But for the most part, it doesn't have those metal hooks, so it's not going to be kabel toma. Now to something else. In kolin shel katafin ta'ira, these hooks of katafin are not mekabel toma. What does that mean, katafin? So literally, katafin comes from the word katef, shoulder, and these people shoulder burdens, and the real word for that is a porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, and basically they have a long pole that they put on one shoulder. At each end of the pole, there's hooks, and then they hang their wares from those hooks. So that's not mekabel toma, because there's nothing here that's a base kibel. It's just a regular hook. However, shel reichlin, those of spice and perfume sellers, to Meya, that is mekabel toma. That's because even though it's the same pole that goes across the shoulder, instead of hooks at the end, there's basically little containers that hold their wares. So that's a base kibble. It's mekabel toma. So the whole thing can be mekabel toma. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he argues and says, shel reichlin, that of these spice and perfume sellers, shel fun of Tameya, the one in front of him is mekabel toma, because that's meant for holding his wares. But shel achrav tahira, the one behind him, meaning the part behind him, that's not mekabel toma, because just meant to counterbalance it. It's not really meant to hold anything. However, we don't paskin like him. To a whole bunch of other discussions regarding hooks. So the first one is unkle dargush, the hooks of a dargush, which is a type of a bed. Tameya, they are mekabel toma. This is a simple bed frame of four pieces of wood connected to each other. Now, with inside the thickness of the frame, there's a whole bunch of hooks, and then there's a thick leather sheet of sorts that's hooked onto those hooks, and that's basically meant for holding the mattress, or a person could lay directly on that thick leather sheet. The bottom line is, those hooks, even though by themselves are not mekabel toma, since they're connected to the bed, and the bed is a kli, it's meant for sitting on, so they could be mekabel toma. However, shel nakliten tahira, if it's meant for a canopy, so those hooks are not mekabel toma. Sometimes they want to have a canopy on the bed, they'd put a tall pole in the middle of the headboard and a tall pole in the middle of the footboard. Each of those poles at the top had a hook, which then another rod was placed across them. That rod's going across the length of the bed, then they could put the sheet, the canopy on top of it. And the reason why these hooks of the nakliten are not mekabel toma is because there's no base kibul. Onto more cases, shel shida, a closet or a box of sorts, the hooks that are attached to it that are meant to hang it up, tameya, those are mekabel toma because the box itself is mekabel toma. It's a kli, whereas a shel akain, which is some sort of box meant for trapping fish, tahira, the hooks inside that box is not mekabel toma because the box itself is not. What about shel shulchan, the hook attached to a table? This is talking about a small table that's meant to be hung on the wall after use. Tameh, those hooks are mekabel toma because the shulchan's mekabel toma, whereas a shel menorah sa'itz, a hook that's on a wooden menorah, this menorah, this candelabra, is meant for hanging up. That's what the hook is for. So tar, those hooks are not mekabel toma because the candelabra itself is not mekabel toma. Zaklal, bottom line, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Any hook which is connected to something that could be mekabel toma, so the hook is mekabel toma. But if the hook is connected to something that's not mekabel toma, tahar, so the hook itself is tahar, can't be mekabel toma. And v'kulon, all of them, achas v'nei atzman, if the hook is by itself, so tahiras, they're not mekabel toma, even though when it's attached to the thing, it could be mekabel toma. If it's detached, it's just a plain old hook and can't be mekabel toma. Ungat Mishnah Gimel, with more discussions, kisui teni shel mataches, the cover of a teni, which is a type of a basket, and that cover is made out of metal. Now, what's unique about this cover is it's not a flat piece of metal. It's curved, basically has a hollow in it. So if you turn it upside down, you could put stuff inside. So that means it has a base kibul. As the Mishnah tells us, Shabala Batim, it was just a regular homeowner's cover. Reb Gamliel Matame, he says Mekabel Toma, Zucham Matarin, they say it's not Mekabel Toma because the person doesn't use it for anything other than covering his basket. Whereas Vishal Reifim, if it's for a doctor, Tame, it's definitely Mekabel Toma. That's because when he's treating the patient, he'll take the cover, turn it upside down, and put his medicines and bandages and whatnot inside. So it's actually meant for its own use besides or just as a plain cover. Another discussion, Hadel Shebemigdol, a door that's part of a closet. So Shebalabatim, if it's just regular homeowners, Tahir, it's not Makabal Toma because the door is not used for anything. Whereas Rishal Raifim, if it's the door of a doctor's closet, Tameyot is Makabal Toma because he will detach the door, lay it flat, and put his bandages and other things on it as well. Now we're going to discuss two different types of tongs. Hayituchen, these are special tongs that are meant for holding the little bowl that silver is melted in. The silversmith has a special bowl, puts silver in it, and puts it in the furnace, melts it. Now that he has liquid silver, he's able to pour it into a mold and make it into rings or earrings or something like that. But he needs special tongs, which are called yituchen, in order to handle that bowl. So tameyim, they are makabel toma, and that's because of regular metal kli. However, v'hapurachin, these are metal tongs that are attached to a stove that are meant for moving around the hot pots. Tahirin, they're not makabel toma. That's because since they're connected to the stove, which is connected to the ground, and anything that's connected to the ground is not makabel toma. So even though these are tongs and have a real use, they're still considered part of the karka, the ground, so they're not makabel toma. Onto another description, this has to do with a hook. Akrav, which literally means a scorpion, but it's actually referring to a bent piece of metal, which is a hook, and the reason why it's called an akrav is because it looks like the tail of a scorpion. A scorpion's called an akrav, so this is a hook that's shaped like the tail of a scorpion, and this is an akrav base habad. It's part of the oil press, and it has a real use. It's meant for hanging things on. Tamei it is makabel toma, but v'unkli shebek salim, tahira, a plain old hook, classic standard bent metal hook that's attached to a wall, is not makabel toma, because since it's attached to the wall, and the wall is part of the house, and the house is connected to the ground, so this is considered part of the karka, and it's not makabel toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with more discussions of hooks or metal pieces and other similar discussions. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.